The formation of globular clusters is a case of overcooling, by Alvio Renzini et al. Driven by recent observational findings, we select massive interactive binaries as the most suitable among the existing candidates for producing the chemical patterns typical of multiple populations of galactic globular clusters. Still, to avoid supernova contamination, we are further driven to endorse the notion that above a critical mass stars fail to produce supernova events, but rather eventually sink into black holes without ejecting much energy and heavy metals. This assumption has the attractive implication of suppressing star formation feedback for some 5 to minus 10 million years, in practice leading to runaway star formation, analog to overcooling that in absence of feedback would have turned most baryons into stars in the early universe. Under such conditions, multiple episodes of stars formation, incorporating binary star ejecta from previous episodes, appear to be unavoidable, thus accounting for the ubiquity of the multiple population phenomenon in globular clusters. This was The Formation of Globular Clusters as a Case of Overcooling, by Alvio Renzini et al.